Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Hey, welcome to the podcast editing and support show. Proudly housed and homed here on Captivate.fm. Really enjoying being part of the Captivate FM family and having the podcast hosted here on this site. It's great. They're a great podcast host, and I encourage you to check them out at Captivate.fm. There's a link in the show notes if you want to try Captivate and use our link, which would give us a little kickback and a little thank you, and we'd appreciate that. So check out the show notes for a link to Captivate.fm. Try 7 days for free. It's really, really good. So I want to jump in and talk about 8 questions to ask a podcast producer before hiring them. And I'm doing this more for the podcast hosts that are listening, that are looking for a great podcast editor. But podcast editors, you should listen into this and make sure that you're addressing these main questions and preparing your answers to these questions when someone, as a podcaster, reaches out to you and is looking to hire you. That this could give you some good background and information to be prepared for. Do you have an answer to these questions, of which we have 8, on how to hire a great podcast producer for your show? Here we go. You ready? 8 of them coming up. Here we go. When we're at the point of hiring a podcast editor for our podcast has maybe grown a little bit more than just the hobby podcast that we started with. Maybe it's getting bigger, or we need to focus our time and effort somewhere else, and we don't have the amount of time to do this on our own anymore, and we're looking for help. So we're reaching out, we're sourcing out people who can help us. And in that part, it's hard as a podcaster, because we've maybe been doing this ourselves all on our own since day one, and now we're going to hand over the keys of our podcast to some, potentially a stranger, and hope that they have the same passion for our podcast that we do. And in that, we want to find the right person for our show. So I pulled together these 8 questions for us to consider as we sit down and talk to a potential podcast producer, editor, podcast manager. These are questions that can really kind of help frame the conversation and help us to identify the right person for our show. And again, you're listening and you're a podcast editor, sit straight, sit up straight, and make sure you have an answer to all 8 of these questions, because they might come your way as a result of this podcast. But here we go. Number 1 is, ask your podcast producer what defines success for them as a podcast support company. We need to have really clear goals and metrics to evaluate our podcast performance. It's really important. So finding out how this potential podcast producer measures and achieves success is something that we should really think about and dig deeper into when we ask the question. Some of the confusion that happens within relationships between a podcast host and a podcast producer could simply come down to a mismatch of what good looks like. And I think that by defining success as a podcast, we are both on the same page. We both know what the end goal of the podcast is, how we can support the podcast host, and how we can deliver the best product. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes around podcast editing and promotion and producing, where there's time-bound issues when the episode has to go out at Monday at 6 a.m. and the podcast host gives the material to the producer late, which then causes that person to reorder their calendar or stay late and push something through when it could have been delivered earlier and with less stress. There's a lot of things that happen back and forth in a relationship between a host and a podcast producer. So again, by sitting down at the beginning, early, before even jumping into the actual producing of a podcast, and having a conversation around what does good look like to the podcast host? What does good look like to the podcast editor? Between the two of you, getting together and having that conversation, I think you're going to set yourself up for a lot of easier conversations in the future and a great workflow between two parties, both with the same desire to see a podcast go out and have the best impact possible for the audience. So set and define this your success as a podcast host and a podcast producer right at the beginning. Really important. The second one would be from the podcast host to the podcast producer. Do you provide any coaching, feedback, or strategic support at all as a podcast producer? We all have our different lanes. We all have our different expertise and things that we do naturally and do really well. And then there's other elements of what we do or people ask us to do that we don't do very well. And maybe it's not part of the scope of what we're focused on as a podcast producer. So having that conversation at the beginning really does help kind of understand the limitations which all of us have between podcast hosts and podcast producers. We all have limitations. Let's be realistic. So knowing where our skill set lies and what we can offer and what's a more of a stretch. If we know that up front, that really does help. Some producers offer guidance to improve the host's ability to host their show, to be a better interviewer, to have better content, and basically develop their podcast strategy. That's a lot different than audio editing. So when you go to someone like Fiverr or Upworks, these people are hyper-focused on one element of podcasting for the most part, and additional features, benefits, knowledge might be out of scope in that situation. So don't assume from a podcast host perspective that the person you're talking to is multi-talented and can do everything under one roof. They might not be able to, or might not be able to do it to the level that you're anticipating or to the needs of your podcast. So have that conversation. It's very important to ask that question before hiring a podcast producer. The third one is all around the turnaround time from giving your producer the raw audio to having a finished episode. When we as a podcast host press stop on the recording of our next episode, we, in our mind, we're done. Everything's finished. We can move on to the next thing. We can now go to promoting the current episode. We can now go on to finding our next great guest or developing our show content or building out a plan. And in that time, we are now passing on that recording to an editor to do all the work behind the scenes. So knowing a turnaround time and having that established at the beginning of our relationship really does help to have a sense of what we need to provide to each other and the time-bound elements to what we do for each other so that there's no misunderstanding about how long something takes to do and how long it takes someone to do it. So make sure you have that conversation as part of your questions to ask before hiring a podcast producer. Typical turnaround time for a podcast can range from hours to over a week, depending on your provider, the complexity of the editing, their skill level, their client level, as far as how many clients they're working with. There's a lot of different elements. So having that conversation at the beginning helps everyone understand how much time is required and due dates. If we all follow due dates, it'll help everything to run smoothly. And my encouragement for you as a host is to set a due date for yourself so that no one's waiting for you to supply the episode for them to start their job. Don't put somebody in a bad spot by you not being organized and planning ahead. Make sure you have everything in place so that both the host and the producer both have all of the things they need to be successful. That's everyone's responsibility, and it starts with the host, and it completes with the producer. So the fourth question to ask a podcast producer before hiring them is all around what assets are provided with each episode. So we can also then look here as assets, and we think about what does that include? That could include anything from show notes, social media content, creating audiograms or features from the podcast, video versions of the podcast, and so much more. All of these things have different time elements attached to them over and above editing an audio first podcast. So when we do this, make sure again that when we sit down with our podcast producer at the beginning, it's very clear what's in scope and what's outside of scope. And then, and even in that moment, is say, well, I'm hiring you for A, B, and C, but I would love to, in the future, work with you on D, E, F, and maybe even G. And that point, we, as a podcast producer, we can then share what that would cost, what time elements are included in adding additional functions. And this will help us to avoid that dreaded scope creep where we hire somebody for one task and then they end up doing 10 because we keep adding something to be free to what they're already doing for us. And we bury our podcast producer in work that they're not compensated for. So keep that in mind. Make sure that you understand what assets were going to be provided for each episode and what's in scope, what's out of scope, and what's available maybe in the future as the podcast grows. Because when you find a great podcast producer, you want to stay with them. And let's grow our podcast producer abilities and the host at the same time. The fifth question to think about when you're talking to a potential podcast producer is all around for a new podcast, which what's included in the launch process and maybe a timeline for launching a podcast. So as mentioned, this is really more geared towards a brand new podcast and launching that. Could also be for a new season of a podcast that's been on hiatus for a little while and a new season's coming out. How are we going to launch the next season? Does your podcast producer offer a launch program? Do they have services for that? Can they help you get, if you're a brand new podcaster, can they help you get set up on all the different podcast players? Can they help you with all of the elements of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens to get your voice on Apple, on Spotify, and on all Afropods, JioSaavn, Ghana, and India, all around the world? How does this even happen? And as a podcast host, you might not have the skills, talents, abilities, or time to do that. So you're looking for someone to launch your show and guide you through the process of going from an idea to having a podcast that's available to the world. What is included in the launch process? And can you give us a timeline of how long it takes to go from an idea to a podcast that's up and running? As a podcast host and a podcast producer and editor, you need to understand the steps for branding, setting up your podcast, promoting, and coming up with a plan to promote episodes. And then in all of that, this is additional fees over and above regular podcast editing. So keep that in mind. For most podcast producers, this is an add-on service to regular weekly editing for your show. So again, as a host, make sure you're understanding this. And you might work with a producer who helps you launch and then work with a different producer that helps you edit. Again, realize and remember that not everyone is an expert at everything. And sometimes it's better to work with somebody who launches podcasts or creates podcasts and then hand off your work to an editor in the future. You might find it beneficial than trying to find someone who does everything and does everything well. They are out there, but they're a little harder to find and, for the most part, going to cost you a little bit more money because they're in high demand, especially if they're good at what they do. So for a new podcast, talk through the launch process of your show and understanding all of the different components and fees associated to the launch of your show. And again, all these questions are in the show notes as well as you're following along. But number six is just simply ask, what type of editing is done? I've shared this before and on my How to Podcast series here as well, that I've worked with new clients and done some initial chats where we kind of do an onboarding call to see if we're a good fit. And the length of things that they're requesting of me to do for them for their show does not match in any means with the amount of money that they have to put into their show. So I invite them to reduce the amount of requests so that we can work together, because they're asking for $200 worth of work to be done for $10. And that's not how it works, especially when you have multiple clients and limited amount of days in the week. That's just not going to work. So keep that in mind. You might be asking too much of your potential producer when your list is long and your wallet is short. So what type of editing is done? When you're sitting down with a new podcast producer, just clarify the extent of the audio cleaning. What about the content editing? I did an edit on one of my shows where I had a guest on. We were talking about his book, and he got on a tangent on a totally unrelated topic that had nothing to do with our conversation, and 20, 25 minutes of content was removed from his episode because it didn't add value to the audience. That's a content edit. That's not the same as fixing the random and silence break. That is going in there and saying, this does not add value to the listener. We're going to take it out. That's content editing. That's different. That's a whole different level than simple audio editing. So keep that in mind. Make sure we're talking about the same thing. When I met with this other person who wanted $200 worth of work for $10, they had no concept of what happens behind the scenes after they hit stop on the record. So make sure it's crystal clear what is involved, what's not involved. Because there's the audio cleaning, there's the content editing, and there's all kinds of different changes that can go into what you're doing as an editor. You want to make sure you're providing the best service. And podcast hosts, we want these podcast editors to stay around. They serve us well, so they need to be compensated for their time and their effort. Understand your budget and understand what's in scope and what's not in scope and what type of editing is being done. Number 7, and we're almost done here, so thanks for sticking through, is how long do clients typically podcast with you? Ooh, good question to ask a potential podcast producer. How long does your current client stick around? That's an interesting question to pose to a podcast producer. And for all those podcast producers listening, I hope you have a good answer to this. If people are coming through the door, getting a couple episodes and leaving, I would like to know why they're leaving. Maybe there's just not working out. Maybe these kind of questions have not been discussed at the beginning of the process and people are disenchanted with the service or did not understand, or they gave up on their podcast. There could be multiple reasons why people have not stayed with the podcast producer you're speaking to. So just remember, some of it's out of the control of the podcast producer, but what is within the control of the podcast producer should be identified. And we need to understand how long your clients have been around, the quality of the work. You want to listen to the shows that a podcast producer is doing. You want to understand it. And you want a sustainable service for you as you grow. You want to grow with the service, so make sure you understand how long the clients actually stay with this potential podcast producer. I would even encourage you to go and talk to the hosts of the podcast being produced by the person you're thinking about talking to or hiring. All of the contact information will be in their show notes on their website. You can reach out to them and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I see that Dave is your podcast editor. Can you tell me, what's it like to work with Dave? How long have you been working with him? Is there anything that I should know about working with Dave? And that's a great way to get real feedback from one of the clients of the podcast producer you're speaking to. Don't be afraid to talk to these other podcasts. They're usually listed right on the podcast producer's website of shows they do. So feel free to reach out to these podcasters and say, hi, I'm looking for a great editor. Can you tell me more about your editor? And let them fill in the gaps. And you'll know exactly what's going on with the podcast producer that you're thinking about talking to. That's a great way to know you're working with the right person. The last question I'm giving to you today, but there's many more that we could talk about. But in this group of eight, my last one for you is, in the end, how are problems handled? You got to know up front, right from the beginning. There's going to come a point in time when something happens and there's a problem on the podcast producer side or the podcast host side. Something is going to happen, and we equally need to know, both parties, how to handle a situation when something goes wrong. What are the protocols? What's in place for issues like late audio, poor quality, maybe a mistake in the edit, maybe a concern with the edit, maybe the podcast producer loaded it late to be launched at a late date when it should be released earlier? There's going to be something that happens. There's going to be sick days, holidays. There's going to be computer problems. There's going to be internet issues. There's going to be some things that are just completely out of our combined control. There's nothing we can do. So what happens when things go wrong? How is the communication in that moment? Are people ghosting each other? Is a podcast producer chasing a host that doesn't answer email? What's the best way to reach each other in a case of emergency? Phone number, text, email? How are we communicating to each other? And how are we being transparent towards the answer that we need, we both need, to move forward in our relationship between podcast producer and podcast host? What does it look like when things go wrong? Ask the question up front and understand completely, this is how we're going to communicate. This is how the best way to reach me. This is how I know that this is an emergency and it requires all hands on deck. Let's go. Let's get a solution for this now. Understand that at the beginning, not when it happens. Because when it happens, there's an emotional side to it. There's a reactiveness to what's happening. And when you're not getting a response from either party with constant emails and notes and no one's picking up the phone or answering their emails, you get a little panicky because this is a paid service. This is a transaction going on. And we want to make sure that the communication levels and the communication channels are active and they're responsive. And we know that when I use this number or I make this comment, I'm going to get a response immediately. So when things go wrong, how are problems handled? Ask that question and make sure you pose that to your potential podcast producer. The key in finding a provider for you as a podcast host that you can trust and who aligns with your podcast needs and working style is simply to have the conversation, to understand how each other works. Maybe one person is super detailed, calendar oriented, and the other one is kind of flighty and does things off the cuff with really no plan in place. Understand the dynamics of how each of you work and what works for one person may not work for the other. And once you identify those things, you'll have a better working relationship between podcast producer and podcast host. And that's going to make everything better. It's going to make podcasting more fun. Growth for your podcast is going to happen because you're not chasing your tail, trying to find the right person to help you in your podcast. If you're looking for someone to be your podcast producer, I'm always willing to help you with a launch program. I'm willing to help you with an audio edits for your podcast. In the future, I'm working towards video editing, but right now, audio editing is my main focus. I do know some great video editors that I would be happy to point you towards if that's what you're hoping for. But if you're looking for a podcast producer, I would love to speak to you about what I do over at TrueMediaSolutions.ca. But as well, I would love to have a conversation with you and just talk through for free, talk through what you're looking for and how maybe I can help or one of my friends can help as you chase your podcast dream. Thank you for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll catch you on the next episode. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcast at editingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.